G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
The closing ceremony of the G20 Social was marked by the presentation of the Rio de Janeiro Declaration, a document prepared in collaboration with social movements from around the world. The event, held alongside the G20 activities, emphasized the urgency of reforming global governance to address contemporary challenges such as climate change, social inequalities, and geopolitical crises. Mazé Moraes, a representative of civil society, read the declaration emphasizing that the document was the result of a participatory process that sought to amplify the voices often ignored in global decisions. The test emphasized three key pillars: tackling hunger, poverty, and inequality, tackling climate change and just transition, and global governance reform. The final document concludes with an appeal to the G20 leaders, as expressed by Mazé Moraes.
É hora de assumirmos a responsabilidade de liderar uma transformação que seja efetivamente profunda e duradoura.
She says, it is time for us to take on the responsibility of leading a transformation that is effectively profound and lasting. This is the time to act with determination and solidarity, with political will and institutionalization through platforms like the Social G20 Summits, we can build a collective agenda that upholds the commitment to justice and global peace. Márcio Macedo, Minister of the General Secretariat of the Presidency, praised the role of the Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in including social movements at the center of the global debate.
Esse aqui foi momento muito significativo e ele só foi possível por causa da sensibilidade e da determinação política do presidente Lula.
He says, this was a very significant moment and it was possible because of President Lula's sensitivity and political determination. Only a president with Lula's characteristics is capable of placing social movements and the people at the center of the global discussion agenda. And it was only possible for us to be here because there is an organized movement in our country, with culture, strength, determination, and commitment to our homeland and our people. The G20 Social in Rio de Janeiro had about 50,000 participants in the 3 days of the event, with 271 self-managed activities that debated 300 topics. The event, which reflects the originality and expansion of citizen voices, will continue in South Africa, the next country to host the G20. To read the full declaration, visit the website g20.org. With the information from the G20 Social, Rebecca Rodrigues.
G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.